All right, y'all. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I hope you're relaxing and enjoying the broadcast, the beautiful Saturday morning. I hope we haven't blown you out of your easy chair with the fast-paced, packed information broadcast that we've got going on here. And we've only got more of that coming here in this half hour. Those of you know that are regular listeners of the show know I'm in a mild anxiety position over this new APS rate increase. You've already been impacted by it because you're already in the transitional fee right now. And between now and May, you must declare which of the five or six or seven new plans that you're going to switch to. The Arizona Corporation Commission granted a rate change at APS that literally wiped clean all of the prior rates. There was no grandfathered position at all. If you liked the plan you were on, you have no choice but to change, with the very rare exception of a few solar customers, and that's it. So you've got to pick. So I've been on APS's website, I've gone on to their portal, and I've asked them to compare my historical records with what their computer tells me the new rates are going to end up looking like at my house. And when I plug in each of the, I think they have five or six listed right there, and it's a little bit hard to find. When you get to APS.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, look all the way to the far left column, and it says compare plans. Click on there, and it will compare your historical power consumption patterns in the old rate with whatever you pick for the new rate. APS has advertised it as approximately a 5% rate increase. Their website tells me the average price rate increase at my house is going to be about a 40% increase. And we've asked other Arizona homeowners to do the same thing, and they're seeing similar results. As a matter of fact, even in the transition price rate that you have right now, my power consumption has gone down 3% and my bill has gone up 17%. So it became incredibly urgent for me to start bringing in our home energy audit experts, because those of you that aren't paying attention are going to be crying alligator tears come next June, July, and August. So I've asked David Byrne from Green ID to come in here and join us. David, have you been doing any preliminary research about what this rate increase is going to do to?
Not a whole lot. I've looked at the demand control systems that they have on with solar, but I haven't really gotten into it.
Well, the key, of course, as you know, I preach supercooling.
Oh yeah.
You know, but buy all the power you can off peak. Well, this rate increase pushes off-peak power up over 70%.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, super cooling, having a tight, efficient home, it's all going to have multiplying effects on your bill.
So if you're confused as a homeowner where to start, go to APS website and log in. But then the very next thing you have to do is call a whole house energy auditor. I've been saying this for 10 years. If you haven't had a whole house energy audit done, it absolutely is the place to start. And right now, it's critical. So, David, talk about what a whole house energy audit is.
It's a whole look at where the house is using energy, from personal and family things, where you set the thermostat, where what rooms you spend time in, to what the ductwork is like, how the leakage is on all the registers, how the airflow is, the size of the ductwork. And up in the attic, we look at the insulation, how it's installed, not just how much there is, pool pumps, windows, doors, refrigerators. Everything gets put into an energy model, and we do tests on the home to see kind of where it stands and where it could save money.
And some of the tests includes fairly sophisticated pieces of equipment. You super air charge the house with blower door tests. Talk about that.
That's right. So we have a piece of equipment called blower door, and it's a really cool looking fan and cloth that replaces a garage door or a front door, and we pressurize or depressurize the house to a certain 50 pascals, and that tells us how much air is infiltrating in the house, how much duct leakage there is on the registers, and where it's coming from. We can actually feel with our hands, and a lot of homeowners like to follow us around. And, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, look at this register, look at this outlet. I can feel air coming up above my pocket door, and find where it's coming from. And then we'll go in the attic, verify all that with pictures, and make recommendations to seal it up.
The blower door test tells us where our house is leaking.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the thermal imaging gun.
Okay, yeah, and that's a great tool too. It could be used with our blower door, but it allows us to see the insulation in the walls and the ceiling, wherever heat is coming in abnormally. So if a homeowner has knee walls, which are just vertical walls with an attic space behind it, a lot of those are missing insulation. The insulation is
No, wait. When you say a lot of them are missing insulation, what percentage? What percentage of them are missing?
Yeah, like 90%.
90%.
Yeah. So that allows
us
to see.
That's a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of them.
We can see without going in the attic, and it's good for flat roof homes, homes with two stories with a bonus room above the garage. A lot of homeowners think there's no insulation above there. Surprisingly, there is, but that thermal imaging camera can tell us without cutting walls down.
Well, I appreciate you being willing to come in today, and I've pressured you to come in and share this message, and then I've pressured you to give the Arizona homeowners a deal.
Yes. So our normal energy audit costs $99. And for our Rosie listeners, we'll bring a $50 Visa card out with our audit to cut the cost in half. And we'll do a full 41-point inspection on the house.
You're talking about spending $45 here, gang. $45. And how would they get in touch with you?
Our office number is 602-926-1650. And Natalie is on the phones and ready to take your call.
Give the number one more time.
602-926-1650.
All right. And for that, you're going to get a trained tech at your house with thousands of dollars of equipment that are going to spend how much time looking your house over?
At least 2 to 3 hours. And the homeowner can follow them around the whole time if they want.
And they're looking at where we can strategically address saving you money on your energy bill, as well as driving your comfort and your indoor air quality up all at the same time.
Yeah, it all has the same benefits. When you seal up your ductwork, you get less dust in the house. You get more air into each room, so it's more comfortable, and it cuts the energy bill.
All right, and so you're talking about knee walls and that a lot of them are not insulated, and I dragged it out of you, 90% of them aren't insulated. Let's talk about ductwork. How many duct systems do you check that have leakage?
Everyone. Everyone has leakage. Some of them are more than others, and that's what our blower door test tells us. You know, there's a threshold that will actually start pushing sealing to be done, and some homes are tight. So you never know until you see the numbers and you test it.
And the return air plenums that are uninsulated with cavities that go straight up into the attic?
Yeah, and those are notoriously leaky. Those are you see those and you know, there's opportunity to save some money.
If you have to walk down your hall and open a closet and your air handling equipment, your furnace is up on a platform and the return air register is down by your knees facing the inside of the hall, chances are about 90 to 95% you've got an extremely leaky return air plenum.
Yeah, that's right. So when we'll take off the grill and we'll show a homeowner the frame of the box that the air handler is sitting on, and the cavities in the frame just go straight up into the attic, and every time the air comes on, it's sucking attic air down the cavity, and it's actually past the filter in most cases. So it's dirty, hot attic air in the summertime that gets mixed with the inside air, and it should be all your inside air.
And then we're taking that dirty, hot attic air, and distributing it evenly through all the supply registers of the house.
Yeah, yeah. that's the air quality issue.
Yeah, that is the air quality issue. So whole house energy audit right now, normal price is $99. You're offering that for $99, but the customer will get a $50 gift card. Total cost under $50 for a whole house energy audit.
That's right.
Green ID and the phone number?
602-926-1650.
And you do have somebody on the phones now, don't you?
Yeah, Natalie is
there.
Yeah.
I hope you do. Okay. All right. And your website?
YourGreenID.com.
Okay. Well, what are y'all seeing out there right now in your home inspections? Anything in particular that needing to be addressed more than one thing than another?
The homes with flex duct, a tracked home with flex duct will typically have an undersized return. So we talk a lot about duct leakage, but we want to actually spend time talking about the return size, because that will actually choke the unit off. It's like breathing through one straw. It's not getting enough air in.
I can't understand what engineering spreadsheet they're using to come up with these return errors, because they're all virtually undersized. Why? What's the incentive to do that?
Yeah, it's cheaper for smaller duct work. There's less labor if they don't have to install a return plenum, and the plenums aren't called out in the manual D. When an engineer does it, doesn't say plenums on it unless they're calling it out. So,
but you're basically asking a marathon runner, your air conditioning system, to run a marathon but only breathe through this straw.
That's right. Yeah,
you know, yeah. We'd like you to finish the marathon, but you can only breathe through this straw.
That's right. So it causes loud returns if your system comes on and you have to turn up the TV every time, or you have a certain component, a fan motor, something keeps breaking every couple years. That's a sign that the unit's working too hard, and the return should be probably enlarged.
And the other thing I see a lot with these flex ducts is just really poor joinery.
Yes, yeah, junction boxes. The best practices go out the window. You know, if you have a room that's at the end of the duct line, you're probably going to see three or four or five splits, Y-splits, before it gets to that room. And, you know, we wonder why it gets hot. It's because the air gets cut off four times before it ever hits that room.
And when you're dealing with that one hot room at the end of the line issue, what are some common tactics to overcome that?
So we like balancing dampers is our go-to recommendation. Increase the airflow to that hot room. And then a duct seal with an insulation package does the trick. We've tried just adding a return or just adding a supply, doing both in a room. And the feedback we've gotten is our tried and true solution now is dampers.
Very good. David Byrne of Green ID. More about home house energy audits right after this short station break.